Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Thursday, everybody. He's Adam Harahuck. He is Drew Duffney. I'm Sean Cantwell. He's your local alternative Solid State Radio. And, my, it sounds like you've already had a day, Adam.
Oh, it has been crazy. I don't know if, like, Dr. Oz killed himself or they're running out of prune juice or something like that, but old people have been, they've been feisty. And but then...
That's no good.
We also have, like, some very interesting characters coming in.
Interesting is one way of putting it. Eccentric definitely sounds...
Eccentric. Yeah, well, you know what the difference is between crazy and eccentric is money.
Money. Yeah, that's true.
If the guy's got a lot of money, he's eccentric.
Right. Howard Hughes was eccentric. Yeah. The guy sitting in a box behind 7-Eleven is crazy.
Guano loco. Guy walked into the store at the big box store that I work at with his emotional support raccoon.
What? Emotional support raccoon?
Now, was it like on a leash?
It was on his neck.
So it wasn't even on a harness?
No. He was just holding this thing over his shoulder by his neck.
Now, how do you address something like that? Because I feel like that would lead to the story of the guy that robbed the Wendy's with an alligator.
There's certain things they, you know, corporate just can't train you for. Because, like, hi, there's going to be times when you're working management at our store, there's going to be times when somebody tries to walk in with a raccoon. Here's exactly the scenario we're talking about.
And your greeter is kind of docile. I know who the door person is there.
And hi, how are you?
Yeah,
hi,
every time I walk in, it's, hi, Drew, how are you?
What the hell is that? What is it? Yeah. It's a trash panda.
All I feel like is, oh, look, you brought me lunch.
Oh, my God.
So what did they do? What
they said, get out.
She did? Or?
Yeah. The service team leader came up, and she's like, nope. That we're putting our foot down. They said, well, it's our my emotional support animal. And she's like, nope. Only the animals can only be dogs, and they have to be have certain like harnesses on that show that they're trained and everything else. And you know, just go and get. And
go and get.
He's like, and then he started really going into it. He's like, well, you know, it's my emotional support. If you kick me out of the store and I kill myself, it's Meyer's fault.
No.
What? That's... No, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Absolutely not.
No.
I killed myself because they wouldn't let me. I'm killing myself because they won't let me bring my raccoon into the grocery store.
Come on, Ricky. Apparently our client isn't wanted here.
No, it really isn't. I mean, look, raccoons, I find raccoons as adorable as the next person,
yeah, oh,
the next
they are,
thing.
They are, but yeah, but, they're at a distance.
Yeah, absolutely at a distance, and also they're not the most sanitary of animals. And also, you're just bringing in and just, oh, well, you know, if I just happen to drop him and just, you know, he starts running around the store.
He lives there now.
Great, we just have a raccoon that lives at the grocery store now. Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
So a raccoon's kind of a greasy animal, actually. If you cook it up, it's greasier than bear.
Really?
Yeah, it's got a lot of fat on it.
Oh, that I love bear.
Yeah, yeah.
I love bear meat, absolutely.
You'd probably like raccoon.
I probably would like
raccoon.
We could
make you a shepherd's pie with raccoon and there some frozen peas.
Raccoons. Yeah, and that started the whole conversation about the whole support animal thing. And there's a lot of people that would bring in a dog, and they'll have, like, the harness that says, you know, service animal or something like that. And it's not trained. It's like, she's like, the person was telling me this. Yeah, the dog was barking. What service animal do you know barks?
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
That's not a thing that happens.
And then one, that's got a guy who was kind of our acting store director. Is like, yeah, you got a phone call about a couple weeks ago. Their support dog, in air quotes, support dog was taking a big old number two in the produce section.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is not kosher.
That is unsanitary.
Highly unsanitary.
Yeah, this is not Pet Supplies Plus.
No, it is not. Like, no, you... Like... Yeah, it's my emotional support dog. Why is it going through all the stakes right now?
That happened a couple years ago. Somebody was like, yeah, it's our support dog. Well, your support dog is licking the meat packages. And other customers were getting on her about that. That's disgusting. Get that mud out of here.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. They shouldn't. I'm sure you can just get on the internet and buy those harnesses.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And, well, yeah.
And that should be something that should only be issued by people.
It's my emotional support baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. He's going to be the guy who tries to show up to a place who doesn't let kids in. Well, he's my emotional support baby. You have to let him in.
Yeah, no, but when I worked at that establishment, I remember they were training me to be in charge of the store.
Yeah.
And our regional manager was in a wheelchair. And so, mockingly, they referred to him as Wheels. Okay. And so I had the main manager in charge's phone. Now, there was someone there, a friend of ours, mutual friend of ours, who was there. And I said, hey, name that rhymes with hot, someone just called and told me there's a squirrel running around Sporting Goods. And what had happened is that it came in through the garden center.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And this was a holiday weekend, and we had ground beef on sale. So he's like, you're kidding me right now, right? And I'm like, no. And so there was a meat manager there, and there was other managers there in the store. So my focus was to try to get this squirrel out of the store.
Yeah.
So me and this team leader run over to get the squirrel out of the store, and we got, like, big fishing nets that we're trying to catch it with, and we're chasing it around from one end. It's running underneath the bicycle rack, and it's running in and out of fixtures, and we're just trying to push it back outside the garden center.
Yeah, right.
And I get a phone call from the asset protection, which is the security who monitors all the cameras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They said, hey, Wheels just rolled in.
They see me rolling.
I'm like, guy's name that rhymes with rad just rolled in. And he's like, yep. I'm like, where's he going? He's like, the meat department. I'm like, that's okay. Guy's name that rhymes with Harry is in the meat department. We're okay. I'm like, let's get this squirrel out of here before he rolls over this way. So he goes, I'll take care of the squirrel. You go meet him. So I'm so excited, man. First day in charge. And I'm like over there and I'm like, hey, how you doing? Drew, how you doing today? Good. He goes, so you guys pretty busy today, huh? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, actually, we were over in Garden Center. He said, are you alone? Is what he said. And I said, no. And I listed the other leadership that was here with me. I said, we were over in the garden center trying to get this squirrel out. It ran inside in the sporting goods department. And he says, well, did he have all your ground beef on its back when he ran out? Because you're completely out of ground beef on 4th July weekend. And I did not quite know what to say about that. And he goes, get me somebody that I can yell at, because it's not fair to yell at you when you're not fully trained yet. And I said, okay. So I got on the phone and called the other leadership, and we came over there, and, well, it was all hands on deck back there grinding ground beef because we were out of ground beef for 4th of July weekend. But, yeah, he could care less about the squirrel and sporting goods. It's not going to eat, you know. Eat that much.
But yeah, but still, you don't want, I mean, it's a wild animal. You don't want, it's carrion.
Yeah, you don't want that, you don't want a wild animal that's going to potentially still get into because, that I mean, meat if it makes the other side of the store.
A cooler just brimming with ground beef. Hey, it looks good. Did somebody tell me, the beef looks good, but somebody tells me there's a rodent running loose in the, yeah, but we figured ground beef was more important. Get that animal out of my store.
That's right.
I'm going to roll over your neck.
Most people think squirrels are cute, though.
They are cute from afar.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't realize how big they were. I had one land on my car. I was driving down Pine Street in Lapeer, turns to 15, and I don't know if this son of a bitch was hanging off an electric wire and dropped down, landed on the hood of my car, looked at me, just as scared as I was, and ran off.
Got any nuts?
Yeah. And he's looking at me like, what just happened? He's like, I don't know. You fell out of the sky.
Yeah. Normally, what I land on is not moving. Yeah. Would you stop, please, so I can get off?
Right.
Usually when I make this jump, it's black.
Yeah.
This is red.
I did stop, and and then ran off.
Well, that...
Like, we're just not going to speak of this, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He takes off.
Right. Just run around, look back at me. He's like, this is between you and me. I'm tell all my squirrel buddies.
I ain't saying nothing if you ain't saying nothing. Oh, we've got a lot to do today. Stick around. It is happy hour at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Primus, your local alternative solid state radio. So we have a bit of something we need to address here, apparently, Adam. Like, it's a rumor that has been going around strongly over the last...
It started out as just kind of like speculation. Now it just won't go away. And, I mean, I want to jump on this unfair, irresponsible speculation bandwagon. Jaromir Jagr, they're saying, is possibly coming back to the Penguins.
Yeah, this is apparently a thing. Kyle Dubas is reportedly well advanced in negotiations to bring him back here, according to something called NHL News Update. While it's just a rumor, it would be incredible to see Jagr lace up the skates at the age of 51. He had apparently been teasing a comeback earlier in the spring. Back in May, he had posted a picture on Instagram with him next to his old Penguins jersey and what appears to be the front page of the Post-Gazette sports section with Captain Comeback on the as the headline. And was asked when he was going to be back. Like, someone actually commented in here, when you come back. Jagr also wrote, next year, as the caption on his Instagram post. One of the fans asked Jagr when he's returning to play in Pittsburgh. Jagr answered, next year. And this was back in May.
And see, now we were talking about him. Like, they would not let him retire from the KHL. It's like, he kept saying he wanted to be done. And they're like, if you retire, this whole team's going to fold. They were guilt tripping him into playing. So the fact that he wants to play is surprising. And for, I keep hearing league minimum, a 1 year deal, league minimum, playing for the Pens.
You know, at 51, normally I would put that completely out of the realm of any real possibility. But Jaromir Jagr is apparently a man who defies time. Like, yeah. There's no way that this man should still be able to do what he does, and somehow he is still doing this. He's still playing professional hockey at the age of 51 years old.
I don't know. I picture, like, Kyle Dubas on the phone with Jagr's agent. Oh, yeah, listen, we're really excited about the idea of Jaromir Jagr coming back to the Penguins. We're looking to... am I on speakerphone right now? Yeah, you're on speakerphone. Jagr, say hi. I don't want to play anymore. This is going to be a good time. Oh, yeah, Jagr, he can't wait. I'm being held prisoner.
Now, you realize that's 2 years older than us.
Yeah. But in hockey years, that's 80.
I mean, you can get new knees.
Yeah, titanium.
Yeah, like you can get yourself
a brand new body.
Yeah, honestly, you'd be more machine than man at some point. But it's been joked about, like, someone had reported back then that, oh, well, the Penguins do need a GM and other spots filled in the front office. Well, not anymore they don't, because they seem to have that pretty well solidified.
Right.
I now just want, I want nothing more in my life than for this to be true.
I think that'd be great. I think that'd be a lot of fun to see him come back for 1 year. Every NHL team should, for this year, should bring back one person from the early 90s.
So what
I'm fine with this. Put Lidstrom out there. He could probably still play better than half the current defensive core for the Wings.
Exactly.
Do you think the younger generation feels guilty checking these guys? Like, I mean, like an aggressive, like, hit?
No, not even a little bit. See,
Brad Marchand or Ryan Reeves just level him.
I mean, at that point, you're not really knocking out teeth. You're knocking out bridges and dentures.
Yeah.
Right?
Somebody find that. That was expensive. Yeah, well, there was times that when Gordie Howe, he'd play in his 50s.
He was playing until 51, yeah.
He played that one game in Detroit for the Vipers, and all the players were like, I'm on your side. I'm over here, Gordie. Hang on. Here I come, Gordie. Because you're not going to level Gordie, break his hip.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Guy. Gordie, even at that age, if you level him, you know he's still going to get you back, and it's still going to hurt.
Yeah, you're going to catch that elbow in the chops.
Like, he never had any problem with, you know, getting physical right back at you.
I mean, let's let Philly bring back Eric Lindros. Let's get Mike Modano to play for the Stars for one season.
I don't think Lindros could come back. Like, that dude was so injured, like, so often. Like, I'm amazed he's still not being held together by duct tape and chewing gum.
Yeah. I mean, he'd be under concussion protocol the entire time.
Right. Then that, and that just doesn't do any good for anybody.
Lindros, glad to see you back in the orange and white. I like coloring books.
Never apologized to Eric Lindros.
Yeah, Brett Hall, bring him back.
That can't possibly go badly at all. Like he's already six beers deep by the time puck drops.
Yeah. So, Hall, your line's up. Hall, somebody wake him up. Poke him. Poke him with a stick.
What are
Grasco Blues? I didn't even know they made a jersey that big. Send him out there.
What the hell is that, Mike Keenan? What's going on here?
Who the hell are you?
Who the hell's this guy?
Exactly.
But part of me just really wants to see this happen. Not that I want necessarily for Gordie Howe to lose the all-time like oldest guy to play in the league or anything, but if anyone were going to do it, Jágr, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah,
entirely okay.
I want to see the traveling Jágrs come back. I'm sure they're all excited. They're getting the band back together.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait. here's Pierce the Veil at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Lovejoy, your local alternative Solid State Radio. Now, of all of the stupid lawsuits that we have talked about in years of doing this radio show, this one might take the cake. Apparently, the maker behind Texas Pete Hot Sauce is being sued. A court decided against dismissing a lawsuit that accuses the North Carolina manufacturer of false advertising. And yes, for the exact reason you think, is because they are not indeed manufactured in Texas. Someone's actually suing their hot sauce brand because their stuff is not actually made there.
Well, good. I'm going to sue Heaven's Hill whiskey or liquor for not being from heaven.
Yeah, no, it most certainly isn't.
It tastes the complete opposite of heaven.
That's pretty damn close.
That goes, I've always felt that corporate attorneys should just have case law. And they should just be able to go in with one phrase, and I'm going to keep it PG, but they should just be able to walk into a courtroom and go, "Judge, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? Just because I make skis, and this jackwagon decided to ski off his roof, he's suing me? You right? Want me to put every little thing on here? Do not use these during childbirth?" I mean, he says, how can you exempt these guys? People are so litigious; they want to sue for anything nowadays.
Yeah.
What are they suing for? Like a monetary amount, or what is it they want, Sean?
That I'm not sure. So a class action lawsuit filed by plaintiff Philip White on September 12th claims that T.W. Garner Food Company is deceptively marketing Texas Pete as a Texan product when it's actually made in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
So it's still made in the United States. It's not like we're importing it from China.
Like, well, right? While the label does include, apparently, District Judge denied the motion to dismiss, saying in her 20-page order that while the label does include mention of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, it is not clear that this is where the product is made and not just the company of the location of the company's corporate headquarters.
Wow.
The manufacturer argued the label's images of a white star and last wing caricature are not solely unique to Texas, but the judge said this does not discount the possibility that a reasonable consumer would believe the products are based in or originate from Texas.
So you're telling me some shallow gene pool family of toilet water drinking cousin Marion individuals got on a bus to go to Texas so they could see the Texas Pete hot sauce warehouse and found out it wasn't there? Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm confused by too. Like,
or there's people that, you know, they buy it thinking it's from Texas. You know, the only people this affects is people from Texas.
Right, that's exactly what I believe. I believe this guy wanted to marry into, he like hooked up with one of the Cowboys cheerleaders or something.
Yep.
And went to met her family, and he's from Chicago, and he's like, "You know what? I'm going to get him some Texas Pete's hot sauce." And he didn't get into the family because they said,
Texas. Boy, that's from North Carolina.
Yeah, you're on the wrong side of the Mississippi or whatever, you know.
Right.
Oh, God.
Like, nowhere, like, looking at the bottles, and even, you know, have them here, like, nowhere do they say that the hot sauce is manufactured in Texas. Like, nowhere does it say that anywhere.
I mean, when you said hot sauce, I honestly thought somebody got burnt, because there was another lawsuit recently from McDonald's where... some child... I say another one. You guys may have already done something on this, but the big one was the coffee one where the guy spilled... No, there's been another one since then where a child got some Chicken McNuggets, and obviously the mother... I mean, you're going to learn this soon after Joey stops eating baby food and starts eating hot food.
Yeah.
When you have a child, you kind of got to blow on their food, and then you touch it to your tongue to see if it's hot before you give it to them. Kids don't know.
No.
Well, this irresponsible mother, apparently not according to the court, decided to just hand her kid a box of chicken nuggets that just came out of the fryer, and she dropped them on her thigh, and it burned her thigh. Okay. I mean...
Most action she saw that entire month.
No, the child's thigh.
Oh, the child's thigh. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, way to go, Epstein. Anyway. when it comes to suing, people are just suing for everything nowadays.
Yep.
It does seem that way.
And you can get away with a lot of it. That's the problem. It's a lot of people, like McDonald's, may just want to settle out of court.
Yeah. That way, you know, they pay them off. Make them go away. And then they shut their mouth.
Yep.
You know.
Don't come back.
In this case, I got to be honest, I'm not like a hot sauce connoisseur. But I've never heard of Texas Pete's hot sauce.
I've heard of Texas Pete because it's sold at like every dollar store ever. It's not they shouldn't be suing Texas Pete hot sauce because it's not actually made in Texas. They should be suing Texas Pete because it's terrible.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with the whole thing. I'm like, why are they picking on this little guy? Do they have interest in another hot sauce company?
It's not bad, but it's not Frank's Red Hot. I like Frank's Red Hot sauce.
Frank's is better. Like, Louisiana ain't great either. Like, Tabasco's better, Frank's is better, like...
Louisiana's salty. That's what I like about Louisiana, is if the food that I have... Like, if I go someplace and the tacos are bland, and I got a choice between Frank's and Louisiana, at that point I'm adding Louisiana. But if I'm at a Mexican restaurant, I know the food's going to be good if they got Cholula.
Oh,
that's true.
You ever had Cholula
with
the wooden top?
Yep.
That's some high-quality hot sauce there. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We need to have a hot sauce challenge here. Not too hot. I don't want
to... I'd say we need to have a hot sauce challenge, huh?
No.
Hey, do you really want to put me and Jim to the test on that?
No. In fact, let me reel that back, which is just... I just want something with hot sauce. I'm kind of hungry now.
Yeah, I used to be able to do it. I mean, you were there when that guy... What did he give me, a Scotch bonnet pepper or something like that? Remember down there at Lippy's or whatever it was?
No, you had the pepper right here in the studio that Mike Plasha from... Electric Crown Records brought you.
Well, yeah, right, that was one. Recent. Yeah, I thought it was a pumpkin. Sean, I thought it was one of them little candy orange pumpkins.
No, it was very much not.
It was a habanero.
That was a habanero, yeah.
He's like, oh, I told you it was a pepper. He's like, oh, it can't be that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Adam basically has to finish the show for him.
Yeah. It was during sessions, but I'm just trying not to laugh because Drew, he was sweating. No, Drew made the mistake of like really calling this cook out. This cook was like Irish.
Oh, no.
Irish kind of guy.
I want
hot chicken wings. And he says, well, how hot do you want them? Well, I want them as hot as you can, unless you can't do it. You really called them out.
Oh, no. So that's always the biggest mistake right there.
Brings these things out, and they were like a dark, dark black red chicken wings. And he brings
like he coated them in dry spice before he hot sauced them.
Yeah. He put down a big old thing of milk. He says, you're going to need that. And, oh, my God. I mean, he ate every one. But I tell you what, his nose was running, his face was all flushed, he was sweating. I was calling. I had 9-1 on the phone ready for the hit number, the last
second
one.
Second digit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'm sure he probably took a couple popsicles into the bathroom with him the next day.
Well, I went out to Frankenmuth here a while back, and they have a hot sauce store there.
Okay.
And I mean, gotta be honest.
A lot of people love that stuff.
I could not find one mild enough to buy. Really? I wanted to buy. I'm like, this is kind of novel.
You just walk in and your eyes just start watering.
Well, yeah, they got little spoons and there's things and you can hit this pump and you can sample the different hot sauces there. And they have what they call mild, but what they call mild was even uncomfortable for me. And I'm like,
really?
I can't pay $6 a bottle for something that I don't think I'll ever eat.
Yeah, I use it for home protection.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could put it in an aerosol and, you know, get an ugly girl out of your house anyway.
Oh, it reminds me of prom night. Oh, Jesus. people doing the one chip challenge?
Yes.
You can buy the chip. It's, Dorothy's oldest son, Ozzy, that's his real name, he did that over Christmas, and he put it on, he was going on, not Facebook Live, but we were FaceTiming when he did it. Oh my God, this kid was, he was just, he was miserable. He says he hasn't been able to eat a chip since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he has turned him off chips for good.
She's probably not exactly complaining about that. Great, that's less snacks I have to keep in the house now.
No, he lives in Illinois. That's a, that's
right.
His own problem. But yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, there was a couple times like when a singer from my old band, we'd be at his house for New Year's Eve, and he'd make a big pot of sloppy Joe mix, and he'd put it in, like, more drops than Dave's Insanity Sauce, and you probably should. And then forgot to tell everybody.
Oh, boy.
So we're three sheets to the wind eating a sloppy Joe, and next thing you know, the mouth just feels like I got kicked.
That's the thing. I know Sean goes for wings down there. What's the name of that outfit down in Detroit?
Sweetwater.
Yeah. Do you get them real hot when you go?
Sweetwater wings only come one way, really, with one kind of sauce, and it is the perfect wing sauce. So no.
Okay. So it's not all. Yeah.
Like it's got a little bit of kick to it, but it's more about it's the best flavor that has ever existed on Earth ever.
We should be able to sue people that say their food is hot when it is not. Like I bought some chips.
Oh, good Lord!
They're still over here. Remember that it was like a hot cheddar potato chips.
Yeah, but what's your recovery?
Huh?
What's your recovery? And that's why I was asking Sean about the hot sauce thing. What do you want from them? Mm. You want your money back for the bag of chips?
I want...
Because to me, that's what you deserve.
I understand. I want their CEO bringing me hot sauce.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so they give you your $3 back for the bag of chips, and they take the word hot off the chips. And that, in this particular case... Okay, we have a class action lawsuit. Well, that means more than one person complained because they thought this hot sauce was made in Texas.
It's just a bunch of annoying people in Texas that can't shut up about the state of Texas.
We would never make a hot sauce this bad in Texas.
Yeah, take our name right off it. Should say Carolina Pete.
Which, I mean, that would at least be fair, because, I mean, you don't want people thinking that awful hot sauce has made your state. That I could understand. If that were the tactic, if that were where we were coming from on this, I would understand it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But everything else about it, like, I just can't get on board with.
Yeah.
Nope.
Who's shopping at the dollar store that can afford to hire an attorney to do this anyway?
That's also true. Like I'm sure your store sells it, but I know like every Dollar General I've ever been to also does, and that's probably where the majority of people are buying this because they don't realize that better hot sauces exist, I guess.
Right.
I'm not trying to go monk or anything here, but somehow I feel like this is a prison inmate who has earned his law degree in prison, and that's the only hot sauce you can get there.
You know, that could be, and it would explain so much about why that stuff is.
Yeah, prison lasagna. Oh, God.
On that note, here's the Black Keys at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Sean Mullins at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. He's Drew Duffney. And, you know, we've all had jokes bomb on this show miserably at one time or another, but this one may have taken that a little too... literally. A Finnish man reportedly stored 26.5 pounds of dynamite in two cars belonging to a friend, saying it was a joke, a Finnish broadcaster said Wednesday.
Wow.
The owner of the two cars didn't see it quite as funny and informed the police, who briefly detained the potential prankster. He was eventually freed but remains a suspect. He admitted to placing the explosives on August 3rd in the cars but said he didn't intend to blow them up. Police have ruled out any possible terrorist intent. The suspect faces up to 2 years in prison.
Okay, now you repeated it twice and you said Finnish. So we're talking Finland?
Finland. Apparently this happened in Denmark, though.
Denmark. Denmark is the happiest country in the world. Like
apparently a little too happy.
There's a list. There's a list. And Denmark is the number one everyone in Denmark is 100% happy. Like everyone who lives there. Okay. Are explosives just available? There? Like, how do you
I don't know. Like, I mean, I didn't think so.
I have gunpowder in my house. I have under 5 pounds for any insurance man who's listening. But I have black powder at my house. But
Yeah, it's the insurance that you're worried about, not ATF, sure.
Yeah, but that many pounds of explosives, like, I don't even know how you acquire that much. Like, and what are you going to do with it after you take it out of your friend's car? Like,
Right.
Yeah, what's your plan to... I don't want to know what kind of stockpile this guy has going on.
If you would have said Iran, okay. If you'd have said Russia, because everything's weird in Russia, even pre-war.
If you would have said Florida, I would buy it.
Yeah, right? But Denmark?
It is kind of a surprise.
Like the guy that cuts the cheese, like he's the cheese man.
Yeah.
The muscle-bound cheese man is from Denmark.
How did he see that joke going? Like his friend's going to open up his car... open up and see all this dynamite.
Yeah, like I don't even.
Oh, you should see your face.
Like you wake up and go to work in the morning, and you're like looking at your car, and you're look. You know,
I'm calling in.
Yeah, did they just watch The Godfather the night before? I mean, was that kind of the?
He just couldn't get into the guy's house to put the horse's head there.
Yeah. I mean. I mean, he had no intention of blowing up this car, right? He just wanted the friend to see a buttload of dynamite in his vehicle.
That was
a reach, my friend. I'm all for practical jokes. I'm in for jokes, but that one was a reach.
Well, let's take it a step further. You guys live in an area. I mean, Denmark. It's not like everybody lives on a farm.
No.
So, and the houses usually are. Like duplexes.
Yeah, right.
They're
close
flats.
To each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine waking up in the morning and the ATF, like, your friend's like a Mormon or whatever, like, yeah, super right. religious and, you know, verkin schnurkin, you know, wakes up yodeling as he's, you know, gargling. Yodeling, yodeling, you know. Yeah.
Yodeling. Holy hell, what the hell is that?
Exactly. You know, you're...
Sweet baby Jesus!
You're trying to have your tea and your scones or whatever they eat there, waking up with fish. I think they have fish for breakfast.
A lot of fish.
Yeah.
A lot of fish.
And you're like...
Shorky, dorky, burky, dorky.
Vert the furk?
I think they're trying to make cheese out of his car.
It sure seems like it.
What do they do with the dynamite afterwards? They just move it to another friend's car, and you're just like, oh,
that's what I mean.
It's my turn this week. Apparently, I get to have to drive around with dynamite in the car.
Yeah,
right.
You guys, I mean, now the people who go out cow tipping, they don't seem so bad now.
No,
not so much. Not. I also want to know, like, so are we talking like just like a big old box full of said dynamite, or do you just sprinkle, you know, do you just dump a bunch of it just in the trunk? Like, you're not gonna be able to drive that car again now for fear that
ever because there's powder residue and stuff like that in there. Yeah, for
right.
Real.
Between that and the gas tank, like that thing just turned into a firework on wheels.
Yeah,
that might get to be a little bit of a problem.
Well, because Sean and I have both been victims of certain like. Pranks. And the reason why he can't eat popcorn to this day, they filled his vehicle up with popcorn.
Yeah, and not just the bed of my truck, mind you. We're talking the entire cab.
And then I
all the vents and everything.
After a hayride, we were pulling in there. I was like a counselor at a camp or something like that. And one of the other counselors was like, hey, let's put hay in Adam's car. Sure enough. Open up the door, just shoved hay in my car.
I'm so glad, like, the prank phase never... I just must not have good friends.
And say, you had older brothers. I'm shocked that you were able to skirt any kind of pranks.
So, the deal is I had epilepsy as a kid.
Ah.
And up until I was 20, you know. So, I was kind of the weak... You know, no one was going to pick on the weak one of the family,
right, yeah, yeah.
type thing. So I was looked after a little bit different, which explains a lot. Maybe that's, you know, self-entitlement. But so, yeah, I was never picked on as far as pranks like that. I was actually the prankster. When I discovered that you could scuff your feet on the carpet and then shock somebody.
Oh, that's a beautiful time in a kid's life.
Yeah, except for the fact that when I learned it, my shoulder height... was the exact height of my dad's groin, who walked around the house in his underwear. And I'm like, Dad, look what I can do.
God.
Yeah,
never do that again.
Right.
Yeah. Billy, get the phone number for that orphanage.
Yeah.
We're taking this one in.
But on the flip side, I mean, we used to have this really long...
We get a refund on them.
We used to have this really long living room, and we would start at one end of the living room. My dad would put pillows in front of a stone hearth fireplace. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there was like, we're talking, like, in hindsight, no, like... You're borderline CPS at this point. It was a stone hearth fireplace with a glass door. Oh, and he would just put couch pillows in front of it. And we had carpet. And we would run from one end of the living room, and about 10 feet out from the living room, he would throw pillows at our feet, and we would land in a big pile of other pillows. And no one ever went through and hit their head on the stone fireplace. Like, I still can't really wrap my head around that. But
because your generation was tough. You knew when to tuck and roll.
That's exactly right. We had carpet burns, though, you know.
Oh, I bet. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around. Depeche Mode, your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuk. I'm Sean Cantwell. That's Drew Duffney. And Lapeer Main Street manager James Tiberius Alt also joining us in studio.
Hey, guys. Jim from Lapeer.
Jimothy, what's the good word?
Getting ready for the last summer concert of the season tonight.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I'm growing my beard back. Summer's over.
Summer's not over.
Kind of is.
No, we're not even halfway through August yet. Summer is not over, Dan.
Right?
It was 50 degrees the other night.
Your point?
Good sleeping weather.
It was perfect sleeping weather. Yeah. No, we end the concert season, you know, kind of beginning of August, because mid-August you got Lapeer Days, and then you've got other fairs and festivals and whatnot going on. So it's just kind of a natural place to stop.
There you go.
Yeah. So, but tonight we have Barbed Wire performing, so kind of closing things out for us, which super talented young group of musicians. They very well might still be in school, but again, good on all levels. Drummers, guitarists, vocals, very talented group. Come out of Deb Barber's School of Music. Good stuff. They'll be rocking the stage tonight.
Very cool. And then next week,
next week is Lapeer Days. Carnival starts on Wednesday, and then the fun on Nipissing Street goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Can I be the first to say that I'm so glad we don't do Lapeer Days in the winter anymore?
When did we do Lapeer Days in the winter?
We've never done Lapeer Days in the winter.
Yeah, that's where it originated.
No, it's always been a summer event.
Nope. Yep. Back in the 70s, Lapeer was all a farming community, and it was held on Lake Nipissing in the winter.
That was a different festival.
Really?
Yeah. Lapeer Days was started by the Bostick family at the Bostick Foundry that was right here just outside of the downtown.
Oh.
And so as a treat for their employees, they held essentially like a community picnic. And then each year it grew, and they started bringing in rides and entertainment.
Well, I should have asked you. Lonnie, if you're listening, you led me astray, and I just got corrected live on air by James Tiberius Alt.
You thought you were going to question the physical embodiment of Lapeer on Lapeer history?
Well, and the only reason was I heard this heartfelt story that he's like, we were really, really poor as kids because all of Lapeer was a farm, so they couldn't have Lapeer Days during farming season. It would be silly to have it in the summer when all the farmers were farming. So we had it in the winter on Lake Nipissing, and he said, we used to play softball. He said they would basically create a softball diamond out there. And he said all the higher-ups would sit inside the Lake Inn and oversee everything. And they would be the judges, kind of the umpire as a joke. And he said they would have raffles and things like that. And he says, we were poor as church mice, but the three of us kids had enough to buy a raffle ticket. And he said the grand prize was $500. He said then second prize was a snowmobile sled. And he said third prize was like, you know, whatever, free dinner or whatever at the local diner.
Yeah, I don't know what festival that was or what event that was.
I don't know if that was a festival, because didn't the Lake Inn do something like that every year?
The Lake Inn did do winter softball games.
Yeah.
They had a winter softball like league, I think, even.
Yeah,
at
I mean,
one
this
point,
was before so. I was born.
Like, this was relatively recent. Like, they were still doing this up until, what, maybe a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because the radio stations, like, and whatnot were involved, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, yeah, well, he ended up winning the sled anyway, and they didn't even, he said, that sled, we just drug it back home, and we never had enough money to get a snowmobile to pull it.
I don't think they asked Solid State Radio. They ended the event when Solid State Radio started. I think they said, you know what? If these guys are involved, it's going to become way too big, way too cool, and we're not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's so exactly what it was.
Canceled the whole thing.
Yeah, it would become a melee.
Yeah.
Well, because they knew we'd just be throwing, we'd be hitting... hitting 103.1 with pitches every time up, like that's what they were worried about. Like, oh my god,
you see Maggie,
he's gonna take out Tony LeBrie with a softball, ice ball that hat.
Yeah, Tony LeBrie's gonna sound a whole different without any teeth.
It would essentially become Banana Ball. Have you guys seen Banana Ball? Where there's like all, it's kind of like Globetrotter. Like
basketball, but with
baseball.
I have seen that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like if you guys were in charge, that might be the direction it goes. I don't know.
And that honestly would be a good time. Yeah. Huh?
Antics
really?
Encouraged, you know, during the game.
Well, I retract my entire statement about Lapeer days.
The entertainment would have been Lizzo.
Oh, Adam. What are we going to do with you?
Now, I did notice something cool today. I was surfing around, and I checked out Lapeer on Wikipedia. And under media, Solid State Radio is listed.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Really?
You did that. Thank you.
Yay. It's the little things that Jim does for us.
That's right.
Someone remembers we exist.
Yay.
I think he's the only one who remembers we exist, but still.
We appreciate that. I wondered if you had something to do with that.
We have made other edits in the past that did not last.
No?
Yeah. They did not believe us that we went to school with Frodo Baggins.
Really?
We did.
They didn't buy that? I don't understand. No.
That's great.
Does anybody have a Lapeer stone?
A what?
Lapeer stone.
Your commercial talks about the Lapeer is named after the stone that lines the bed of the river in this area. Does anybody have one of those?
It's flint. Like flint rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you start fires
with it. Yeah, lots of people have it.
Yeah. Yep. Isn't that something? All right.
All right. We learned something new today that has been apparently running in our commercials for like the last like 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, Lapeer is a bastardization. I can't say it, but
bastardization.
There you go. Of what the he said. French word for, like, essentially for flint.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yep.
Because they don't sound anything alike.
Nope.
Not even a little bit.
The French. That is why Quebec is on fire.
Quebec is on fire?
Yeah, they deserve it.
Wow.
I don't like, I love Canada.
Excuse me, what?
Except for Quebec. And the only reason that exists is just because people couldn't make it to the other side of the country.
Well, quick, before Drew starts an international incident here, you look at that, a pan out of Quebec, Arcade Fire. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Rival Sons at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahawk. That's Sean Cantwell. I'm Drew Duffney. I knew what
I knew we need to
reverse that.
Yeah, we need to have
back
some
that
name,
bus up.
Name tags.
We might.
Oh, gosh. So, Sean, apparently Adam told you my story about last Saturday.
Oh? Which story for the listeners that have no idea?
Because the Happy Hour listeners and Barney Hour listeners don't cross paths. I understand different demographics.
Did you tell them about this on the air?
No,
actually, we pre-recorded my show just so I could go back to the bar. So, basically, what happened was, normally we go pregame Saturday night at a local watering hole here, and we just kind of get relaxed and get our Blarney on, as I like to say.
As you do.
Yes.
Yep.
And we were busy, and Adam's like, man, do you think we got time to just go across the street and grab a whiskey? And I'm like,
I wanted a whiskey. We didn't. Our supplies were getting kind of dwindled here. We're like, let's go do this.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, we got.
There's always time for whiskey.
Yeah, we had 17 minutes. And so we just kind of set our clock by it, you know. And we run across, and the bar was full. So we sat at a table, and Adam goes, man, look at her tattoo.
It was
she
a cool
turned
tattoo.
Around, and she was tatted up pretty good. And they looked to be not new tattoos. And I don't know how to say that in a polite way. But they didn't look to be recent. And so I'm like, wow, there is a lot of detail there. And she was, you know, talking about it and dressed up pretty well and whatever else. And very, very talkative. And there wasn't really anyone talking to her, you know what I'm saying, other than the bartender. So we left, and I mean, she was super friendly, and da-da-da-da-da. We did our thing, came back in our time, and I'm like, man, I should have said something to her. And Adam's like, she wanted your attention, and I think you need to go give her your attention.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, when's our next break? And he's like, if we hurry, we can have, like, 21 minutes. And I'm like, okay. So we go back. Now, we start up conversation. I didn't say that we came back just for you, but we kind of made a light of it or whatever else. Now, I'm not a dater. And you guys have talked about this, that, you know, Adam's been with the same person for quite a while. And Sean, you've been with the same person for just about
almost
as long.
Almost a decade, yeah.
10 years. That's commitment.
Yep.
That's commitment. And congratulations to you guys. Like, I, you know, far be it from me.
What can I say? The chloroform worked really well.
It's still working to this day.
It is.
And you both got good ones, right? It's not like I hear you guys coming home complaining about, you know, your marital situation or you wish you'd have never done it or anything like
guys
that.
Guys, say you'll never hear me complain about Rachel on this radio show ever.
Nope.
Yeah. Or to you in private, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so
now she probably does about me plenty, and that's entirely justified and understandable. Because living with me is not an easy thing for anybody.
That's why they
to
can't
do.
Get a parrot. Because every time he'd be, Rachel, I'm home. God damn it.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Ah, he's snoring again.
Oh, I do bad, but.
Get out the window. He's home.
Oh, anyway, yeah. So we're sitting there and we make conversation or whatever, and she's like, hey, you know, we get together sometimes. She goes, well, you don't know my number. And I'm like, well, do you want me to ask you? Because, like, at this point, I'm like the dog that caught the car. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what to do with
it. Yeah, I don't know what to do here. I haven't dated in a long time. And the last two girls that I dated pursued me, right? They sought me out. And I just had to say yes. It wasn't like, you know, and not like I got chicks falling all over me, but that was just
the circumstances. But I basically do.
No, that was just the circumstances over the last, like, 6 years. And I'm like, okay, that works out. And so I'm like, well, yeah, I gave her my phone and, like, opened up my contacts. I said, plug your number in here, you know, so on and so forth. Because I'm like, even if it doesn't work out, I could use the practice. Right, as far as dating goes. We're going to, you know, go somewhere fun and have a good time. Well, nothing ever ended up coming of it. And it didn't bother me. So at what point in your life does that happen? Like, there's no broken heart or there's no disappointment. And she was a very attractive girl. It wasn't like I wasn't looking forward to it. I was pretty excited about going and hanging out.
Yeah.
But it didn't even... you asked the question today, well, how'd it go? And I explained it to you and you're like, oh. And I'm like... Now it's really not like that. It didn't bother me whether it did happen or it didn't.
Yeah, I just remember my single days getting stood up, you know, because women want to talk about the shady things guys do. Women, you do some shady things too when you're single. You can kind of find out why some women are single. I didn't realize how many women all of a sudden get a migraine the minute you drive into their driveway to pick them up for a date. Oh, I got a migraine. And then she's on Facebook all night long.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because the light of that phone doesn't, you know.
It doesn't trigger a migraine at all.
No, not in any
no.
way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't had that one happen, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's that big joke. Oh, I can't go out. I'm washing my hair. I mean, you hear those stupid excuses all the time.
Well,
Adam's apparently has been on the receiving end of a lot of them.
If I had to speculate, I would say she had just had more to drink. I didn't even buy her a drink. But I would speculate that she just had more to drink than maybe she anticipated and was just in a yes-type mood.
Okay.
Because, I mean, even where we were going to go was her idea.
Yep.
And it wasn't like I said, she took my phone and put her number in. I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask her to write it down.
And told you to call her to
check to make sure it works. Yeah.
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 And
yeah, so
well, you said she even asked you, like, aren't you gonna message me or whatever? Like, maybe you should have that.
Yeah.
That was the
she said
she probably just like gave you like she was too inebriated to give you the right digits.
Well, and the thing is that it is an active phone number because I don't know, you know, when you text someone, unless if you have Android to Android, there's a little blue light that lights up when they're on their phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever noticed that or not.
I apparently did not notice that.
Yeah. And so that said, when they're on there, you can see that someone's on there, and no one responded back to where it says, you know, hey, wrong number, or I don't know who you're trying to reach, but this is the wrong number.
Yeah.
Right? She ghosted you, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
So,
yeah. I hear a lot of those stories, though, like people like... And, it seems
and actually,
like
my last message was marked as read from her. I just noticed that.
And, so. And it's even weirder still. It seems to happen, you know, more to people when they're getting older. Like the ghosting thing. Like you'd think that the expressing interest in someone and then just deciding, like, nah, just no, and just never hear from you again. Like you'd think that'd be a thing you'd get over, like your 20s, maybe your 30s. Like you would think that's something that gets that people would still not be doing as they get older and you know less. Stupid.
Well, and the thing is when you hear people say, you know, when they're in the dating realm or whatever, well, I don't have time for games or da 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 da.
They have time for games. There's always time for games.
As long as it's their rules and they win.
Yep. Yeah.
No, for me, like I sent the message last night. Hey, still on for tomorrow? Da 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 da. In no response, which I was fine with, but that just meant I slept in today and I was under less pressure to really do anything at all today. And I had a very relaxing, peaceful day. And does that mean I'm just going to be single for the rest of my life? Because
maybe.
Well, come to find out your cell towers just really suck. All the texts are coming through. Bing, bing, bing. Where are you? You son of a bitch. It goes, bing.
I took the day off for you. Oh, well.
P.S. I hate Irish music.
Oh. Just twist the knife, why don't you?
What a bitch.
Things like this are why I'm glad that I haven't had to be involved in the dating game in close to a decade, because I don't know if I could function today's, in the way things work today.
Well,
like,
distractions are so readily available.
Yep.
You know, you talked about why is the divorce rate up or infidelity or, you know, whatever else. There's so much opportunity. Back in the day, you know, before boomers or pre, there was no internet. There was no time because you were raising a family. And when you weren't raising a family, you were preparing to entertain or entertaining.
Yeah.
Or you were working, you know, even if it was a double income home, which was rare before. But even if it was a double income home, you know, there was a time, and I'm talking when I was alive, where women weren't allowed on certain golf courses. Women weren't allowed in certain bars. You know, so all that time has changed.
Yeah.
And now you have...
Yeah, I always think, I'm a little surprised that the divorce rate is higher now than it was before, you know, TV being streamed to your house and phones and everything else. Because then you had to spend more time talking to... Your spouse.
But yeah, but also people back then were more inclined to either A, more inclined to try and work things out, and B, didn't really have another place to go. Like, there are probably a lot of women that would have liked to have left their guys back then, yeah, but, you know, with the way society was at that point in time, yep. Like, where can I go? What can I do? Like, I'm basically screwed. This guy is basically, you know, my entire life is wrapped up in this dude, because, like, yep. I can't go out and get a job or whatever.
No, that's right. Very true.
Like, people are, you know, able to be more, women are able to be more independent now is the difference.
Yeah, and then that was as soon as 1976, that women couldn't have, couldn't own their own business or something. I can't remember what it was. It was like the Equal, I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, Equal Rights Act or whatever else.
Yeah, but they just made it impossible to be able to function.
Right. And you're saddled with kids, right? If you met someone, a divorcee who had children, that was baggage.
Yep.
Now, when you're dating someone, and not even at my age.
Yeah,
now, even at a younger age, when you're dating somebody, the question is not, do you have children? It's, how many children do you have?
Yeah.
Other reason why I'm thankful I don't have to deal with that sort of thing. Because, like, if I were to be thrust back into the dating scene again, like, no, like, kids is still a deal breaker for me. So, like, I'd probably I guess I'm screwed. I guess I'm going to be single forever.
Unless you found yourself a cougar and they were already grown.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
There is.
I mean, you reach a certain age.
You wake up the next morning, some 30-year-old's eating cereals. I ain't calling you dad.
Yeah,
I mean, if
that.
I date a girl my age, her kids are in college at this point, so I'm
true.
Pretty well okay. In fact, I look forward to them coming home.
Well, there you go. On that note, it's happy hour at Salty Radio. Stick around. Happy hour at Solid State Radio. Get set to get the hell out of Dodge and turn things over to, what is it, Adam's happy-go-lucky local original music time show coming up at 6 o'clock.
Teaching about self-love tonight. That's right. It's just going to be you and you tonight.
There you go. Nope, a full hour of local original music comes your way next on Sessions. And we're going to be taking this whole thing on the road tomorrow. Yes, we're going to be live at the Sandlant County Youth and 4-H Fair. You get not only you get a bonus hour of happy hour, but we're also taking sessions on the road too. And Adam's got a whole theme show planned for this thing.
I do. Usually I say local original music. Well, I'm taking the original out of it. We're going to be playing some fantastic covers performed by some Michigan artists. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It should be a good time all the way around. Stop by and see us out there. I'm told we're going to be broadcasting in an RV that has been furnished to us by the good folks up at Marlette RV. Maybe you can show up and buy the RV that we're going to be broadcasting from. Radio DJ is not included. But it'd be a good time all the way around. See how much beer we can really fit in that fridge in this thing.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Come really prepared for this. Actually, I don't know if the corporate bosses are going to be entirely fine with that. But I guess sometimes it's better to beg forgiveness than ask permission. And that was the last Friday they ever did a show on terrestrial radio.
They open up the fridge, and where'd all this beer come from?
We have no idea. I don't know. Just the liquor fairy must have shown up. I don't know. Anyway, we got to go. Sessions is next. All being well. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.